Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday to all of you. I cannot stop laughing. It is Monday, May 26, 2025. I want to welcome you to the Intuition Hour. I am definitely grateful for all the men and women who have served here for our freedom and beyond that. And there are people all over the world who have fought for our freedom. So I want to just shout out and say that my heart is grateful. I am extremely appreciative for the service. I grew up in a military family and household. I know many of you know that by now, for my entire life until I escaped the hatch. But I am super, super, I don't know, I get a little solemn. But at the same time, I had my solemn day yesterday, so we could have some Gemini fun today. If you are listening for the first time, we are on Facebook today, but I will say, and I want to send a big shout out to Mark Husson because he's hilarious. You guys, I'm just waiting for two more little deliveries to get to go live to be with all of you, okay? And Serena's working with me through it all, and Mark is a riot because it is definitely imminent. It's going to happen soon. There's such a buildup for it. You're going to be so disappointed, but he knows when I'm serious about something, by the way I say it, after many, many years of being together on this journey. And everyone together on this journey over at 12listen.com. I know he knows when I'm serious, so he's holding me to it. I'm laughing my head off. I hope I don't disappoint you guys when you finally get to see me for real. But I am definitely looking forward to it. And we have quite the buildup going, so we're going to keep the buildup going for just a tiny bit longer. The very first day, I will say, I know Saturn just went into Aries. I'm already feeling lighter. I'm definitely in my psychic cat mode with you. We're going to have a little bit of fun and some teaching, sharing today. It's so funny, but I definitely feel a tiny bit of relief. I know it's a new moon tonight in Gemini, so I'm feeling a little of that. The sun in Gemini, I'm feeling a little of that. And sometimes with Geminis, you know, we get the rap for being all over the place. However, I have a loyal heart and a deeply passionate heart for being with all of you every single day here, and I'm going to maintain that. And over time, it's kind of funny because I remember, you know, every now and then I get that, oh my God, you're a Gemini. You've been how long, you know, over there? Or, you know, don't you like change things a lot? And I'm completely opposite for whatever reason. And I love being here, and I'm definitely enjoying my time with all of you. We have a class on 1-2 Academy tomorrow night and next Tuesday night that reveals a very, I don't know, I don't want to call it a secret because many of my previous students know. I have shared it once before, many, many years ago. We're in a much bigger and better place after years of growth together now. And we're going to tackle it again for the last time over at 1-2 Academy. It is a very special spread. Anyone is welcome who does read the cards already. You don't have to be a previous student of our course, because we are starting fresh again tomorrow night. So I'll see you all there. I put a link in the chat room for those of you who want to join us. And we are a heck of a group, so we have a lot of fun over there as well. I am definitely coming into the chat room before we continue. I'm laughing because I'm making a promise to you. And Mark knows when he can get away with it, but I'm surely teasing. We are working hard at getting me on the air My Saturn return continues, but I definitely feel a little bit of relief as that 29 Pisces moved into Aries. And, you know, if you think about the weight of that, or the weight of what is going on, I'm laughing only because this is one of the greatest challenges. I don't know. I have no idea in my chart the combination of everything there that makes it a challenge for me. But I'm doing it, and so we're going to do it together, and I'm counting on all of you to be a part of that, and we're going to have a lot of fun this year. I know it. So I hope you can all hear me. I'm seeing somebody say they can't, so let me just make sure. I'm sure it's okay. But I haven't seen anyone else. I'm definitely here with all of you. For those of you celebrating today, please be safe. I know there's a lot of energy out there on the roads and stuff like that. So enjoy your day, but do take, you know, be cautious and all of those things. Okay. All right. Now, I was thinking about something because I've been on a little bit of an experiment working with some new scents for Vireo and really enjoying being part of their journey. I am definitely getting back in touch with the food. Psychic foods. You could tell I'm being a Gemini today, and I'm telling you in advance because I want to talk about a lot of different little things, and I am taking your questions. There are foods that we can eat every day that can increase our intuition, and we so forget what those foods are from time to time. And the only reason I want to remind you all is because I am getting some pretty great benefits, I'll say, from black licorice, but the harder black licorice. And I remember how grounding the effect is. And also, it is an enhancement of your psychic ability, as well as some other things that I've been tapping into and experiencing because I feel like I want to go and put myself on I don't have a timing yet for how long I'll do this, but I want to really increase my ability to focus on the nutrition and the nourishment that my psychic energy needs more so than my physical body. And so I'm going into that over the coming months. And so when I was eating the black licorice, I was remembering some of it around the fragrances that we were creating a few years ago. We're 4 years old now and we're doing very, very well. But part of it is because of the scent of some of the things that we eat or we take on, it's kind of hard to remember or hard to believe that these things enhance some of our intuition and can really bring us to a place of being perhaps in a more visual state. I feel vision and hearing more than anything else. And of course, with that being said, a lot of our physical body, our core, our root chakra, this energy through our body, the larger part of our body, is usually in a bit of overdrive. And we know what warning signs or symbols to look for when we're activated in that way. But our seeing and our hearing is a bit maybe more accelerated when we're eating certain things that can ground us and almost take us out of that core part of ourselves. And so with that being said, do any of you have any idea if anything that you're taking on for nourishment or nurturing or anything that you're doing within yourselves, do you have a list of your own foods that you've, you know, maybe experimented with or played with or had some fun with as, around your eating or anything like that? And the only reason I'm doing this is because of the damn black licorice. It really reminded me of really being able to nurture that part of our beings, you know? And so coming back to that, there are things every day that we naturally do or ingest that increases some of our intuition. And who has any ideas, or does anybody tap into anything that makes you feel a little more aware of what's happening in your psychic space. Because I do believe that besides the black licorice, I want to remind you of these everyday things that can also be very helpful. And I'm ready to take your questions in the chat room, okay? While I'm going down my list of what I take on, avocado. Very grounding, very dense energy, very stable, and very, very good around the hearing. Cinnamon. I want to see if anybody has anything to share. Peppermint. Basil. Apple. Strawberry. What else? Who uses a specific? I know the regular. I know a lot of you maybe use, now I'm talking about edible, really putting these things into your body for nourishment, and at the same time you're nourishing your psychic senses. Does anyone else really pay attention to any of these things that we do every day that really do benefit us in a day-to-day way around our intuition, or has anyone really taken it up a notch and experienced it? Because I'm definitely feeling it, and I'm definitely going to go into it. If I forgot anything, I think they're pretty much the top. Who else has something else that they do, knowing that it's increasing lemon, knowing that it's increasing your intuition? And the reason that this has happened, or why I wanted to share briefly, is because it's been such an adventure to really take, How do you increase your daily practice, you know? And so I am dark chocolate. I'm going to give you some fun ones too along the way, but there are a lot of things that we shouldn't be doing that we do. What about what really drags you down, or perhaps takes away from some of these things that we do every day and use our intuition every day? And some of that would be the heavier things, like anything fried or anything heavy or anything with too much fat in it, or anything that can slow you down. And so, and we think about that and the creation of any kind of block. So to be consciously aware of sometimes, yes, we do need those nurturing things to put us maybe in a more protective position, because when we eat heavy, we seem to need some more spiritual or daily protection out and about, maybe not to absorb certain things out there. So if you're gaining weight and you realize you're gaining weight, maybe there are some things out in the world that you're supposed to be protecting yourself from. So instead of really taking that on and beating yourself up over it, you want to really look at why you're doing it, why you feel called to maybe more bread or butter or cake or whatever you're doing there. What about and eating less, you know, means that you're maybe becoming more protected in a psychic space, so you can go out in the world and be a little lighter and think about your smoothies or your juices or your cleanses or that kind of thing. So around the gamut, I just wanted to bring it up because it's something that we practice and something that we could share. And it's fun to experiment a little bit to see what really raises your vibration or maybe puts you in a better psychic space and things like that. And I don't know, it's just been on my mind. I like it. Wild blueberries, raspberries, and red grapes. I love that. I love that you're eating avocados and I love that grilled Swiss cheese too, but I love that you're eating the avocados and the chocolate every day. Actually, the dark chocolate is really very, very good, I believe. And we don't correlate what we're doing that way. I love the fresh fruit. I love the watermelon. I believe in that also. Watermelon is really, really interesting. And it's so weird if you think about the chakra foods. And I think we talked about this over time in class, but we talk about like the healing foods for our body. If we're working on our chakras and we're healing or we're cleansing certain areas in our body, why not on a spiritual level, on a psychic level, learn how to feed our intuition and really nurture and nourish it the way that it's being called to. And I think it works in an inverted way also, because if we always say, are you listening to your body and what it needs? And we feed ourselves what it needs, you know? I'm not saying don't go out and eat a big juicy cheeseburger or whatever you want to do through your lives and day to day. Of course, you reward yourself with all these amazing things and that kind of, I'm not saying to deprive yourself of anything that's being called to you, but it is kind of fun to play with the psychic energy and see if you eat, you know, maybe pick, choose one or two or three even things a day. Green tea is another thing. Maybe choosing a few things a day that can really help you get in that space and stay heightened in that way. I think it's a lot of fun. And keep a little graph for yourself or a little chart along the way and see how you do with that. And thank you for taking that on and absorbing some of that and see where you want to go with it. I wanted to talk about it today because it's my black licorice kind of put me in a mood. And I don't think I've eaten it since the Amish country 20 years ago. But in any case, I was laughing because it really did kind of, I don't know, I noticed a little boost. So I am grateful for all of you being in the chat. I want to say hi, Shelly. Hello, Miss Kelly. I will answer your question shortly. Lynn, it's nice to see you. And Renee, Lori Love is in the chat room today. I know it's a void of course. I could feel the stillness. Thank you for that. Good morning, Miss Jane and Laura and Suzanne. And Serena is with us, of course, always. My beautiful godson's in the room and his dads are here today. Good morning to you guys. Renee, Becca is with us on her day off, I'm sure. And I'm super happy. We go back a really long way as well. All of you, I'm really grateful. Kelly, I'm coming to your question. Who else has a question for me today? I'm going to get into it. And what are you guys doing, or what are you having some fun this weekend? If you want to share any stories that you're going through. I know right pre-moon, I know that I could feel that new moon coming on. Definitely already. So it's, I could sense a bit of relief, but at the same time, I know this is when we still have some hours here so we can manifest what we're decreasing. We can definitely ask in whatever way you choose to manifest whatever we want to decrease now before our time tonight, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m., when that moon hits. And then we ask to increase on the other side of that moon. What is it that you want to bring into your lives? What is it that you want to add? And so we want to release and then we want to increase. And I think it's a great day for it. I could feel it. And I know you will too. Okay. All right, let's take a peek and see where Kelly went. Let's see what's happening here. And I'm going to start picking on you guys now shortly. Can you throw a card for me? Yes, indeed, I can. All right, here we go. All right, she asked me for a card, but we're probably going to pull a few. I see a lot of change, a lot of healing, and a lot of releasing. I also see you recommitting yourself to something and a change. I don't know if it's a move, right? But they're showing me like, it doesn't necessarily mean if it has to be a physical move, but I see a lot of healing and I feel your shoulders for some reason, your shoulders, your neck, your back. They're showing me a lot of releasing and healing in your body, as well as also clearing a space for a new beginning. And so that means you're either going to upgrade where you are or make a change in your environment. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I also see the birth of a child somewhere. You guys, this is, and Kelly, I'm sharing this with everyone because I can't tell. Let me just see who's here now. I can't, I feel a baby. I know Shelby's with us today, but I feel baby energy for somebody strongly. So that kind of came in on the side, but I feel a birthing of something. So Kelly, if it's, you know, I'm just sharing it with you and I'm also sharing it with others because I definitely see it in my space. And I have also baby boy angel energy like this. And I kind of feel like a baby boy wants to come to somebody else. And Serena, I'm kind of laughing about you, but I'm not, it's not funny. Because you were, we have one already. So, but I definitely see another one trying to come through. Okay. And I think I've said it once before, so we better pay a little bit of attention to that. At the same time, Kelly, I want to say that, or I want to ask you, have you been working on some healing of things? Because I'm definitely feeling that. And there is a new beginning around creativity. Definitely also working on your own intuition, which I love. And I'm feeling very sure about that. So let me just come on in. I think you've been doing a lot of that yourself. I absolutely love. No, Tara, no more babies. Somebody's having a baby, though. We'll see. We'll get some news, I'm sure. All right. Let's see who's next. Kelly, I'm wishing you a lot of, you know, sometimes I was just talking about, like, easier said than done, I think, for any of us to make changes, but we crave them and we despise them, or maybe we fear some at some point. But I see a lot of releasing going on and a lot of love, self-love too. So I hope that makes sense. I love that you're eating the psychic foods. I think that's great. I know we do this every day without even thinking about it, but there are things that I notice that definitely feed into it. And so that really does help us. They're also some of the healthiest foods on the planet. So why not share and remind you guys, you know? Of course, I'm doing this on a holiday here in the States, so not very fair, but go ahead and have your day. But I'm teasing. Let me see who's saying what. Rachel, happy birthday to her as well, Renee. And honestly, I feel like she's been very protected on this planet in some great ways. And I just want you to share this message for her, because I feel like whatever she's blocked from is meant to be. And I have no idea why I'm saying that. But happy birthday. And you guys go eat your hearts out and have a good time. And I also love putting the flag out as well today, especially now. I don't know. It's a memorable time. It's definitely something that deserves some recognition or gratitude. Marty, oh my gosh, thank you for serving also. Marty did a lot of time in the Navy and he's with us today as well. And for those of you who have served anywhere and everywhere, thank you again. Okay. All right. So happy birthday to Rachel. I do feel you know, we go through these moments, and I'm sure many of you also can take this on for yourselves, a reminder that our blocks become blessings. You know, it's a big theme. We have a hard time believing it, but something can become, that seed of belief can really become what exists in our reality. And it's getting to that place of believing that seed, that it can and will come true. That really is that kicker, you know, it's like kickstarting anything to take off. We have to have that belief for something to come true. And it's wonderful when we get these unexpected miracles and these unexpected things that occur to us day to day. But those moments of belief are really, really important. I've seen more things happen to people, I think, along the way. Oh, I love unexpected blessings and miracles, no doubt, but I also, and surprises, all of those things are human and necessary. But I also love those moments when we have really, really received affirmation for manifesting what it is we want. And when we do that, that's where that belief thing comes in, or that trust, or, you know, so many of us, I hear all the blocks about doubts and, oh, it's never happened before, so why would it happen today? Or, but your odds are better if you think about the reality and the science or the statistic part of it all. If it hasn't happened through now, don't you think your odds are going to increase in general? Perhaps, you know, anything to increase our beliefs along the way, I think, for those miracles to happen. And they do, and they will. Okay. I think it's significant and definitely that kicking and screaming that we do, that we have to really take ourselves off the ledge for, you know. All right. Let's take a look. Happy Memorial Day to you. It is a rebirth. And I love all that. And thank you for that, Kelly. I think you're really on your way. I do love it. I don't know where the baby energy is, but we'll find it sooner or later. All right, let's see who's next with a question. I'm just going to come back up to the top. All right, Facebook's giving me a little stuff here, so. All right, who did I see? Laura wants to know. This is a good question because I feel like it's up and down. She said, why am I feeling so grumpy? I think it's always a little grumpy before that new moon. You know, I also believe that depending on what moon it is, some of us get the breakthrough right before and we really feel it. And often it happens right after. So I would say later, you should be feeling better, of course, by tomorrow. But Mark used to say it's always the darkest before the dawn. You know, it's that pre-moon. What is it that you want to, again, before the moon decrease? And what is it that you want to increase? And so we think about that. I jokingly always say, never ask for that. Today's the day. If you want to shed a little bit of weight or change something and get rid of something or even a negative habit, we want to decrease it now before the moon. And if you want to increase something, we don't want to ask for weight loss after tomorrow. You know what I mean? Because we're kind of fighting against the current. So let's go with the current and get it out of the way today. Or anything that we want to release and get rid of. You know, have you negative habits, any kind of processes that we put ourselves through that no longer serve a purpose in our lives. You know, sometimes even our people that are in our lives that we want to kind of say, wait a minute, we're going to step back a little bit. And then what about bringing new people into our lives? Maybe we ask for that after the moon. Gemini is a great time to chit chat and connect. Maybe that may be something that you want to do. Add something fun to your agenda. I love that. I could tell. I'm sure there's moments when you all can tell when you want to come out of your shell a little bit more, you know? That's why the face going over to YouTube is a big deal, because it's definitely a place to connect and we're going to have some fun doing that. And I may be, you know, wanting to even long-term bring some of you on and really start to show yourselves in a new way. So that'll be a lot of fun. But that's that Gemini energy kicking in. So we'll get there together, okay? All right, now. Who is next? Laura, you're going to be in a much better mood, but I'm going to give it to you straight by Thursday. There's something about it. You've gone through a lot of things in your world of late where you've had to be a supporter. And I feel like now it's time to be supported. And so that we're going to see some of that coming towards you, and it's going to balance out a little bit. But I do feel by the end of the week, you're going to be feeling a lot better. And I think it's normal to go through these little cranky moments, you know, definitely. I do feel a few more days, okay? You snap out of it. I also think it's really important for you all to remember, and again, our moon phases matter, things matter, you know. I hear myself talking about it more and more because I think that it's very... Oh, okay. It's very interesting. Of course, I'm getting thrown off. This is a total Gemini dad. Kelly's just talking that her dad was a ranger. Mine too, so I understand. And God bless him and thank you. Thank him for his service. And I'm glad you're going to go get that black licorice. Yeah, it does. It's totally interesting. It's kind of old school in a way, because when we were younger, you know, we're kind of bringing back some of those things too, but I like that. I like the sentiment of it, and definitely reminded me of that psychic energy. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, let's get on this kick now. And I'm sure you know what I'm saying, so thank you for all of that. You know, I love you too. Thank you for being here. So Laura, going back to you, we strengthen our character when we get into these weird moments. If we were happy, happy, joy, joy all the time, we turn into the most arrogant, ungrateful society. I won't even go there too deeply, but, and I know this is not you at all, but we do have to have those ups and downs to really appreciate it. And you have a little test of faith going on, I think, because when someone leaves someone, When someone leaves us, it's one thing. When someone leaves somebody we love and we don't know how to help them, it brings a whole new level of frustration. And I think that's a little part of it. The energy's been up and down. It's going to pop. It'll pop on Thursday. You come and let me know. Okay? We could take on a lot of pain for ourselves, but how many of us have an easy time taking on pain for others that we love and care about? And that's a really, really hard thing to do. So I feel you're going to pop out of this time in a much more joyful way, and you'll definitely see the shift, okay? I hope that helps. Okay, now, Ms. Barbone, let's take a look at you. Ugh, lots of love and prayers. Definitely hold a space. If we could hold a space for my friend's son, Justin, okay, in a Philly hospital. He had a brain bleed in February. He's fighting for his life. definitely holding a space for that, okay? I have a little bit of a crazy story briefly here, Jane. Of course, these things go one way or the other at some point. It can go on. But I did have a woman who was really, really showing no signs of improvement for 5 years, five whole years. And she literally came to, like, out of nowhere on a random day in a care facility. Family still visiting, never gave up, you know. But for the most part, it's a very, very, he's definitely struggling. I could feel it. So I'm going to pray really hard. But this just happened this year. So it was very, very cool. And not knowing where 5 years had passed and everyone just, you know, it's a very, very challenging dynamic. So we're going to hold some space. But you just never, ever know, you know. I'm going to give you a card separate of this topic, but I want to just not avoid your words. And my heart definitely goes out to the family. Let's take a look at you. I'm going to separate the energy a little bit and from this situation and go into what's going on for you. Okay. Pull a card. Okay, here we go. All right, Jane, before I go into this, I have a vision of something that I want to share with all of you, and I want to make sure that it gets out there. And I am going to say this boldly, but if there is someone in the room today that's going to meet a dark-haired man in a fairly dark environment, like a restaurant, but at night with some amber lighting, and that dark-haired man that you see across the room is your person. And so I don't know where this is coming from, but it's very, very clear and loud. And I feel very confident that it's happening to someone that I could see here. And so I just want to shout out and we'll take a look at it in the coming weeks because I think it's going to happen soon. And if you have like that look across the room or you have that vision of that person or you see someone like this, don't walk away. Definitely follow through. Okay. So one of my single girls, definitely for you. And yeah, I like that. Okay. Let's take a look. Now, Jane, this is flying past my head. So, I'm going to just take a look at you. Okay. And definitely don't see it. No, this, whoever this is for does not see like, is kind of not really thinking about guy like meeting a man right now anyway. They're just kind of going about their business. And yeah, I definitely feel this happening. Hold on now. Lori, very funny. Dark restaurant. Well, you know what I mean by dark? Not like the amber lighting. Like it's not even meant to be a room. Like I mean, come on. There's I'm pretty sure I know who it is, but I don't want to call them out without talking. But I actually feel like this is gonna come soon, okay? So, but the funny thing is, there are dark restaurants all over the place. But it's not like you're walking into some bright, loud, hot spot, you know. It's just like a dim place. It kind of looks like a bar in a restaurant like that, you know. She says it's time for her to start going out at night. That's funny. All right, hold on. That made me laugh. All right, let's take a peek. Jane, here we go. I told you guys it was going to be a Gemini show because I'm all over the place, happily. But we have to keep it light. You know, today is a very, a sentimental time of reflection, and but we're definitely coming into some lighthearted fun. Have to keep it balanced. I know you're single. I'll be there soon. Now let me talk to Miss Jane. I see some lucky breaks coming for you too. You kind of have a lot of change going on as well. And you really have that young man on your heart, I could say, because I see a lot of grieving going on as well. But I'm definitely not loving the energy around that, honey, but I'm definitely praying for the best, the highest and best for Justin. Your cards for yourself look good and open and generous. The spirit of generosity is definitely showing itself, and I know you have a big, generous heart. So I definitely feel that. Stay open to receive for yourself as well right now. I feel that. I pulled the Six of Pentacles energy. That's where this is coming from. I do see you grieving for your friend, and I also feel you're so kind and loving to the people around you, and you will continue to be, but you have some blessings coming to you because of it. I also feel like that's been a really big roller coaster ride. So I know you're close to your friend. And I feel a lot of release and relief coming for you as well. And sometimes we don't know why, you know. We don't know why these things happen. But you have a lot of joy left to give and a lot to share, and I feel like that's what's coming next. And then I pull a much better cycle ahead. Your autumn is your season. Now, I'm not saying summer is going to be, you know, off, up and down. It's going to be, you know, with this going on, you know, I could see it in your space. But, you know, by the autumn season, I think you're going to be in a really, really happy place. And I feel a lot of wholehearted, also nurturing of you by others. Really, people giving back to you coming up ahead in the next 6 months or so, and even less. I'll say 4 to 6, okay? And you let me know how you're doing. Also balancing, I like the energy around the Six of Pentacles. I always look at where our gifts are. They originate in our root, I mean in our gut, you know, our some of that. You're gonna get a lot of body responses to things, and you're really gonna feel it. And I do feel like everything's coming from that part of you, like your third or fourth, third chakra, I would say, third. Yeah, I feel that a lot. So you're gonna be feeling a lot of that, okay? All right, you come back and share and let us know how you're doing. And all right, let's see. Laura, you too. You'll get some more appreciation. I saw that you commented. I was kind of leaning. I was saying that I think you picked up on that as well. So thank you for that validation. But I definitely feel like it's going to come your way. Okay. All right. Sometimes we go through those phases where is anybody listening? Is anybody seeing what is going on? That kind of thing. All right, let's take a look here at our long weekend was last weekend, so I'm at work. Do you see me staying here for a long time? Tara is up in the north. Let's take a look. I do think things will get better. I definitely see you part of a whole, okay? One more thing. Hold on, guys. Denise, you're over there. Tara, you're here. Okay, here we go. One more thing. I just want to say one thing because I have a quick question. Rachel is not to force anything right now. That's how I feel. I feel like everything, any temporary block is meant to be for her. And I mean that. And I'm just putting two and two together. I know she's a Gemini, but I definitely feel for her specific. Like, she doesn't need to force anything. Just chill out. I think it's a very good time to take it easy and for her to appreciate if she is feeling blocked or even in herself, you know, she wants to do something new. She can't. This kind of thing. That's what I meant by that. Okay. It's okay. She's safe. All right. Now, let me go back here to Tara. Oh, yeah, I feel like you're meant to be in this place, this group. And I also feel like only for a time, I think a leadership position is going to show up for you somewhere and somehow. And I don't think it's where you are now. But I definitely feel like something's coming. I also feel like there's something, there's father energy showing up, husband energy showing up. You're going to be dealing a lot with the masculine. And if you are dealing with it there in the group that you asked me about, I feel like something else is going to come for you in the next few months. I'll say 4 months. That's going to help you skyrocket into some other position that could take over. And I feel that strongly. Okay. Also seeing, and I know this is so stupid and random, but they do this to me sometimes. They show me the layers. There's something about the oral, like dentist, like maintenance, that kind of thing, like freshening up. Sometimes I just see that for like we're freshening up our health in that place. And also speaking, it is a Gemini time, but I think speaking your truth is challenging in that group in some way. I don't know if I'm off base or not, but I definitely feel that. So just know I feel like the energy is going to change. It could be masculine energy moving out of there. Maybe you feel more in control ahead like this, but I don't think it's forever from what I see. Very up and down. But and not to force anything, okay? Let it all come to you and vice versa. Let it flow. All right? And I hope that makes sense. Taking a little charge, which I love. And sometimes when I get that Emperor energy, I always go to, it's the foundation, but it's also the oral, oral healthcare, the dentist, you know? And it could be somebody around you. It could be one of the men in your life that you'll put some attention to this. It's so silly, but it's there. So I want to say it. All right, I hope that helps moving forward. And you let us know if a leadership position comes your way as well, because I really see that.
And I do hope that helps, okay? Yeah,
I see that. I feel that too, but I have a funny feeling. I'm glad there's the women, but you are definitely having to deal with that masculine energy ahead. Mm-hmm. And you will. And you'll definitely do that. Okay? Yeah, let's bring it out of the weird there, Ms. Jane. I'm saying it. I'm sorry about your grief, too. I know it's very difficult. Thank you, Renee. Okay, Ms. Denise. Denise asked for a card. We're going to go ahead and pull it. I feel like you need a little extra rest. But I also feel like you're going to come into a much happier place ahead. I see a little bit of a younger guy. I'm thinking that message was for you. I do think he's a water sign. God help us. But no, I'm only teasing. I'm totally kidding. You guys know. But I feel like it's meant to be. I feel like you're going to meet somebody. I think you're my girl in my vision of the guy. And he's younger. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. Okay. I don't even feel like you care. I don't think you care. I think you're over relationships and your own spirit in some way, but I'm definitely posting that memo, that psychic memo on your head, but let's forget it. It exists. And just keep going about our lives. You're going to start feeling better. You do need a little more rest, and that's obvious. That's normal and obvious this time of year. I know it's the big push at the end of the school year and stuff. Anyway, bottom line is, have fun. You're going to have a much better summer than you expect. And your heart is healing. So I love that. Okay. You're definitely on the upswing. You're going from a 5 to a 10. So I love that too. Lots of options ahead, but I think a specific option is going to get you. And you come back and share and let us know. Okay. All right. Now, that doesn't stop everyone else from going out there and having some fun. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your day here, everyone in the U.S. If you are out and about barbecuing or whatever, stay cool and also stay warm. I heard it's freezing up north, unlike the hot and steamy Central Florida that we are in. Lots of love to all of you. Serena, thank you so much for being our producer. Speaking of love, please stay tuned, everyone, for the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next. And I'll see you over at 1-2-Listen for our Memorial Day special. Okay, bye, everybody. Have a great week.